Margaret added. "And this here's Violet," Hannah said, pulling a small brown field mouse from her pocket. "I rescued her from an owl. She lost one foot, but I fixed her up good as new." "Hannah's got a way with animals," Margaret said. "All the children's been to school some," Curtis added proudly. "Louise could practically read better than her own teacher."
"Wonderful," Christie exclaimed. "Most of the children at the mission school haven't had much schooling. There are so many of them that I often ask the better students to help out. It'll be wonderful to have you there, Louise."
"Do you have a library?" Louise asked hopefully.
"Unfortunately, no. Our school just manages to scrape by on donations. But we do the best we can," Christie smiled. "And if you want more practice reading, we have a Bible reading every week at the mission. Maybe you and your mother would like to come."
"We'd be right honored," Margaret said.
Just then, a branch snapped in the woods. Curtis spun around, gun raised, searching the trees.
"It's nothing, Curtis," Margaret said gently. She sighed. "He'll put himself in an early grave, fussing and worrying himself this way."
"Curtis," the doctor asked, "what was it you were going to show me?"
"I was fixing to bury it when you all showed up," Curtis replied. "Follow me."
He led them to the back of the house and pointed. On the ground near a half-dug hole lay a dead skunk. Its stomach had been slit open. White maggots squirmed over the gaping wound. The stench was horrendous.
"That," Curtis said, "was waiting for us on our porch this morning. Nice welcoming present, don't you think?"
"Poor old skunk," muttered Hannah.
"Poor old us, you mean," said John. "That skunk's a warning. It's saying get lost."
He crossed his arms over his chest.
"Told you we should have stayed put. At least back home we know who our enemies was."
Margaret patted John's head.
"Your pa wanted to get away from the city, John. Try his hand at farming."
"There's better farmland all over the place. It's too hilly here."
"Come on, everyone," Curtis gestured toward the front yard. "I'll take care of this later."
"Where did you move here from, Curtis?" Christie asked as they settled on the front porch of the cabin.
"Virginia. Fredericksburg, to be exact. Nice enough place, but it had its share of skunks, too, if you know what I mean."
"And what brought you to Cutter Gap, if you don't mind my asking?"
"Long story," Curtis said, smiling.
"My great-grandpa's why," Hannah volunteered.
"Tell her, Pa." "My grandpa William passed through these parts a long, long time ago," Curtis said. 5 years before the Civil War, in fact. He was a slave who escaped from a plantation in Alabama. Made it all the way to Philadelphia, safe and sound, with some help. He always had a kind word to say about some folks in Cutter Gap, Tennessee.